Well, hey there. This is Jim, and I was just thinking. Welcome to a new podcast. Okay, it's not exactly new. I mean, how can it be a new podcast if it currently has, well, a lot of previous episodes? I never numbered them, so I don't know how many there really are. All right, we've established this podcast is not new. So instead, welcome to a reimagined podcast. Anything worth doing is worth doing well. I'm sure you've heard that saying before, but do you know who said it? Yes, I just said it, but do you know who said it first? Lord Chesterfield in 1752. No, I have no idea who he is either, but it's a damn good quote, and it's also the new vision for this podcast. In previous days, I would slap a few thoughts together and call it an episode. I referred to it as guerrilla podcasting. That's guerrilla, the hit-and-run tactic, not gorilla, the large primate. A show could literally be whatever fell out of my head and wasn't so objectionable that it still felt okay to hit upload. That type of show is over now. While that form of show is easy to create, it also lacks focus and tends to lead to meandering dialogue. The purpose of this show, at least from now on, is to talk about a topic, and only one topic, and make a clear and concise point, while also injecting a little bit of humor. So why make this change? Well, for starters, because I think I have something to say. That's always a good place to start if one is going to do a podcast. The other reason is because I want to try my hand at actually making a podcast. Yes, I've done something called I Was Just Thinking since 2013 and called it a podcast. But to be fair, it was more akin to a voice recording than an actual podcast. I've been recently disappointed by the lack of traction this show has made, and it occurred to me that part of the reason is I am competing for time with very well thought out and recorded shows. When I consider that aspect, I must admit, this wouldn't be my first choice for a podcast to listen to either. I want to start creating a podcast that I would enjoy listening to. Not that I plan to listen to this podcast because I'm creating it, but I think you get where I'm heading. This will also allow me to merge the spoken word with writing. All these shows will now be a written thought before they're a spoken one. I first got into the social media world back in the days of the blog. If you don't know what a blog is, ask your parents or any other Gen Xer. I've always found if I want to make a point, I can do it better by writing it down. There's something about seeing your words on paper, when we used to write on paper, that makes the thoughts clearer. Sometimes you'll find that after you've written your thought down, it's not the thought you thought it was. Writing allows you the option to take back your words, or at least to wordsmith them into something you will not be upset you stated later. It also allows you time to review them to determine if they're even important enough to say in the first place. So from now on, every show will start its life as a script. Since I will only be discussing one topic, the length of these shows will shrink. Now, for some of you, this is a very good thing. I've definitely heard the comments about some of the much longer shows being, well, too long. For some of you, though, that are looking to fill up an hour or more, well, this will leave you time for more podcasts. The plan is to keep each show to about 15 minutes, give or take 5 minutes. Once I finish my point for the episode, I'll sign off and leave you to go about your day. The one area that is not going to be short and sweet, though, is the available topics. Shows can and will be about almost anything. It sounds obvious to say that I will discuss only those things that interest me, but there's more to this than first thought. I have a very wide range of interests, so this leaves a lot of room for show topics. Now, I realize I'm breaking a cardinal rule of podcasting and casting too wide a net in the area of show topics. It is quite possible that after several shows on one topic, I may take a sharp left turn into a completely unrelated topic for the following show. But this project has to interest me first for it to be created at all, so I'm going to ask for a little bit of latitude on show topics. The last thing I want to say about this new vision for this podcast is how it will benefit me. This new show will definitely require more time to create. A 15-minute show will require me to first write about 3 to 4 pages of dialogue. This is a good thing, though, because it will require time in 2024 and beyond that was frankly wasted in 2023 doom-scrolling some social media site or watching yet another YouTube video. It will also require me to research some of my thoughts, so my perspective may evolve during the creation of an episode. Nothing wrong with becoming more educated on a topic. In fact, more people should try it. Now, does this mean that you'll agree with everything I say? I hope not. While it's soothing to the ego to have people agree with you, if everything I say you agree with, how am I doing anything more than simply talking to myself? This podcast is not offered to just a small group of like-minded people, but to the greater community. So if nobody disagrees with me, then I'm obviously not talking to that many people. Well, there you go, folks. There's the vision for the new I Was Just Thinking. As we prepare for 2024, we come into the season of resolutions. We're familiar with the definition of a resolution, which entails a firm decision to do something. Every new year we make, or hear others make, a plan to shed those nagging pounds, to exercise more, to eat better, or a host of other life goals. Many of us tend not to take that talk too seriously, though, because we know that by Valentine's Day, that plan will be tabled until next year. A resolution is not simply the act of making a firm amendment to do or not do something, though. A resolution is also the act of solving a puzzle, problem, or disagreement. My goal with this podcast is to add a perspective to a topic that will hopefully get you to think about it more, and if I'm really lucky, to solve a puzzle, problem, or disagreement. Anything worth doing is worth doing well. I think we can agree that something that solves an issue, rather than simply complaining about it, is something done well, and something worth doing. I think Lord Chesterfield would agree, whoever he was.